easy for people to make a decision. You know, you take away some of the bombast and some of the rhetoric and the tweets, and you go to policy. People love what Trump did. And the big question is, will they wait till 2024? The fact that the president is out on the stump like this tells me that he's running. Why would he do this? Why would he go to this trouble? Why would these Alabama Republican Party, why would they go to the expense of bringing the president, the former president, in? Something tells me we may hear something on Saturday. Again, the speech will be 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight time. And that's according to the announcement at the York Family Farms in Cullman, Alabama. So this is a private farm where he's going to be speaking, which means there'll be a big, big crowd. Yeah. Can you say Woodstock? Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Jim Littner, co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. What does he think about what's going on in Afghanistan? Should we leave Afghan allies behind? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A suspect has been taken into custody by D.C. law enforcement hours after police said he parked a pickup truck near the U.S. Capitol and claimed to have a bomb, sparking evacuations of several nearby buildings.
Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger confirmed at a press conference that the man, whom police identified as Floyd Roseberry of North Carolina, had surrendered to authorities. Manger said police were able to see a propane gas container on the truck, but he said officials have not yet been able to search his vehicle, adding that they still need to, quote, render it safe. Pressed if police uncovered Roseberry's motive, Manger said law enforcement had spoken with his family and that he had been dealing with issues. He also noted that officers were able to determine that Roseberry had a criminal history in North Carolina, but he said it was nothing that serious. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. officials are struggling to speed the pace of evacuations of Americans and Afghans at the Kabul airport. In a hopeful sign, the State Department says it expects a major increase in the number to be airlifted soon, but obstacles remain, including Taliban checkpoints and paperwork problems. State Department spokesman Ned Price says he knows there are reports of people blocked from reaching the airport.
We've seen the reports of congestion. My understanding is that things are moving quite efficiently at this hour at the airport now. But every report we see of someone unable to reach the airport is of concern.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for all teachers, educators, support staff, and volunteers in K through 12 schools.
Oregon's vaccination requirement for healthcare workers will no longer have a testing alternative. Healthcare workers will be required to be fully vaccinated by October 18th. Or 6 weeks after full FDA approval.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 66 points, the NASDAQ rose 15, the S&P advanced 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of the bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. they pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. So many of us were moved by the images we saw over the weekend from Afghanistan, the C-17 with people literally hanging on to the aircraft as they were preparing to take off, it had to move you just watching these images. And one of the people I thought about as I was watching this was my buddy Jim Littner, the co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. He joins us. Jim, it's been a while. Good to have you on, my friend.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, man. Now, you work with the Veterans Transition Resource Center. You work with a lot of people who are Afghanistan War veterans over the last 20 years. Can you talk a little bit about what you thought about as you were watching those horrific images out of Kabul?
Well, it hit me when I came home from Vietnam. 1968, and then of course later on in the 70s out, those pictures are back memories of it. In fact, I think to make that look like.
Hey Jim, we're having trouble with your cell phone. We're going to put you on hold for just a second and see if we can't reconnect. Maybe with a landline, because that is a horrible, horrible cell phone reception that we're getting wherever you are. Don't know where you are. One of the things that just was very painful to watch last night on CNN. In fact, let's go to cut four. Clarissa Ward is a kind of a war correspondent for CNN. She was in Kabul, and her crew was actually accosted by Taliban fighters yesterday. This is cut number 4, Clarissa Ward from CNN.
Suddenly, two other Taliban charge towards us. You can see their rifle butt raised to strike producer Brent Swales. When the fighters are told we have permission to report, they lower their weapons and let us pass.
Okay, now we're going. Get in the car. And you can imagine, Jake, I mean, this is us. We are a news crew. We are clearly Western. And still, we were exposed to all sorts of insanity. If you're an ordinary Afghan trying to get past those Taliban guards and trying to get in to the airport, I mean, I don't see how you're able to do it. I don't see how you're able to really get in unless you have some kind of a contact or a connection or you're able to arrange something somehow. But as I said, the infrastructure simply isn't in place to even begin to do that. So as a result, you have all these poor people sitting outside the airport for days on end now. And it's their last hope. But frankly, Jake, there's no real hope.
Yeah, isn't that sad? That's Clarissa Ward on CNN yesterday. Let's get back to my buddy Jim Littner, the co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. Your thoughts on what you were seeing over the weekend from Kabul?
Well, Kevin, it reminded me of 1968 when I got home from Vietnam. And, of course, in the 70s we pulled out. I think that this is going to be a lot worse than what happened when we left Vietnam. It's ill-conceived. It's poorly planned. It's a mess. I just can't believe all of the hostages that potentially could be left over there. And if you remember Tehran with 52 hostages there and the games they played with us, can you imagine thousands and what they could do to this country?
Yeah. Yeah. You work with a lot of Afghanistan war veterans. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges of working with them? And do they still believe we were right in being there, especially for 20 years?
Well, we haven't won a war in 70 years, Kevin. And we didn't win Korea, we didn't win Vietnam, and so it goes. But when you go in, you take your oath, you represent your country, and we had every right to go over there after 9/11. And I believe, like we thought going to Vietnam and wanting to help people be free, they felt that way when we got hit with 9/11. But 20 years later, with the politics that got played with our lives, a lot of angry veterans out there right now.
I'm curious about the question that's being put to the American people by this president, and that is, it is essential that we get all Americans out of Afghanistan, and we will stay, and our military forces will stay in place until we do. The president yesterday refused to make that commitment to our Afghan allies. Did you during your service ever have to deal with friendlies, folks that were interpreters, folks that helped you in your day-to-day operations in Vietnam?
Well, certainly, and we brought a lot of those interpreters and friendlies to the United States. We promised them we would, and we did. But much the same as we're seeing in Afghanistan, the South Vietnamese forces were corrupt. They weren't willing to fight for their country. And I think that's what we're seeing in Afghanistan today. It's sad to say that, but it's a fact.
The president the other night with Hannity said that these were some of the highest paid members of the military in the world and that they were just there just collecting a check. Is that something you saw in Vietnam?
Well, certainly there was a lot of corruption in Vietnam, drugs, a lot of things that happened over there. And I think a lot of the same things are happening after 20 years in Afghanistan. We've committed $85 billion in equipment. And now they've got the best of arms in our airplanes. And when you say president, I'm trying to figure out who the president is.
How so?
Well, who's running the country?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Biden. And I don't want to get into politics here because our show and what we do is not in politics. But this man is not competent.
Tell me what you hear from veterans of Afghanistan. Did they believe in the mission when they were doing it, and do they continue to believe in that commitment today?
I think originally they did, just like we did when we went to Vietnam, Kevin. They believed in it, certainly. But as time went on and they saw the changes of administrations and the politics that got played, they got pretty wary, as we did in Vietnam. I didn't realize a lot of things until I came home. And a lot of our Afghan veterans, once they come home and see what's going on, they're angry.
Is there an Afghanistan version of Agent Orange, something that we would be battling for years, decades later, in our healthcare system for these veterans? Is there going to be something like that comes out of Afghanistan?
I think even going back, starting with the Gulf War with burn pits, going forward, there's all kinds of things that are happening, and I don't know that we necessarily have something pegged specifically to Afghanistan, but much like the Gulf War going forward, a lot of the same things were being done and used. So it wouldn't surprise me to see things like Agent Orange that will affect our troops long term and their families. I mean, as you know, Agent Orange is passing on five generations, the kids, grandkids, great-grandkids.
That is sad. That is really incredibly sad. Jim Lintner joining us, co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. Tell me. I know. I've been to your facility, and I so admire what you folks do. But for those that are unaware of what you do on a day in, day out basis, there, can you talk a little bit about what the Veterans Transition Resource Center is?
Well, we help veterans with the benefits. We teach suicide classes, safe talk. We do intervention. We're involved in the homeless, food drives, anything that we don't have there, we're affiliated with somebody that does. So it's an all-volunteer 501c3 public charity, absolutely no salaries. Most of us that are involved there are disabled veterans. R.J. Doe, as you know very well, Kevin, is now president, has been for a year and a half. I share the board and do a lot of the outside things to help support with fundraisers. We haven't been able to have a fundraiser for over a year, so we've been supporting it out of our pockets. But it's a worthy cause. A lot of these veterans and their families do need help, and they're not getting it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, unless something has changed in the last couple of years, you don't get a dime from Department of Defense or the State Department or anybody.
No, we're independent 501c3 public charity.
That is absolutely incredible. What do you see as the future for Afghanistan? The Taliban is they're in control right now. Whether they will continue to be in control is anybody's guess. There have been protests in the streets of Kabul and throughout Afghanistan. Can the Taliban rule as a normal country recognized by the rest of the world? Do you think that will ever happen?
They're barbarians. I can't believe that anybody will allow their society to live under that kind of rule. Although it's been happening for not hundreds of years, thousands of years in the Middle East, but they're barbarians. And you wait until this plays out with all of the hostages and people that are going to be left there because of this current administration's ill-conceived policies on this withdrawal.
What do you think the role of Congress will be? And I know that there have been letters sent talking about this very this Afghanistan issue and whether we should bring our troops home totally, whether we should leave them there to get other people out. What do you see as the future that way?
Well, Kevin, during the last administration, I think it was made pretty clear it was announced that we wanted to withdraw, and it was made very clear that if one American or allies were harmed, we would come at you with a vengeance that you've never seen before. And I believe he meant it. Today, they're looking at this current administration, even the generals that I hear talking, it's complete chaos. It's like they're managing this thing day by day, hour by hour. And I'm in shock at the way this is going. This is going to happen. It's a disaster already. The Taliban's already beating and killing people trying to get into the airport. I'm really bothered by this. And in fact, had an interview several days ago of a gentleman that's making a documentary of people living off grid. I moved up to Cold Creek, Nevada, if you know where that's at, Kevin. Totally off grid. We have our own solar, our own electric, our own water, everything off grid. And he asked me, he says, well, do you think we're going to have a civil war? Is that why you moved? Well, no, I don't. I think we're in a civil war. If you look at the burning and the looting and what happened, I saw that when I came home in 1968 with the Weather Underground blowing things out. The government came down and stopped it. Now I'm seeing the government endorse it. What is going on? Right through to our failed policy with our men's and women's lives in the military? I can't believe what I'm seeing, and I'm as bothered as all of the other veterans that I talk to. They're angry, and they should be.
Let me have you give a plug for your radio show and also how people can reach out to you if they want to help you, if they want to contribute to you, if they want to volunteer at the Veterans Transition Resource Center.
Well, thank you, Kevin. We're on from noon to 1 o'clock every Saturday, live call-in talk show, 720 a.m., 101.5 FM. We stream on Facebook, and we're through iHeartRadio. You can call 702-954-6300. That's our main number going in, one for me, two for RJ, right through to different options for our advocates. Or you can go on vtrc.us. That's our website. Again, all donations go completely to the center, and every penny is spent for the center. No salaries. Not one penny goes than other to support the radio show in that center.
And give us that phone number one more time.
702-954-6300.
Jim Littner, always good to have you with us. Thanks so much, my friend. You're always insightful, and I know you're fired up about this. Thank you so much for sharing some of your feelings with us. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Kevin, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
That's Jim Littner, the co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. They really do a heck of a lot of good dealing with veterans and their families. Not just the veterans, but their families as well. Because everybody, is involved in these wars. It's not just the military member, it's the family of the military as well. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. There is breaking news on the COVID-19 booster shot deal. The message seems to be changing by the hour. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC...
Hey, Kevin Wall here. For the past couple of years, I've witnessed a pretty sizable loss of hearing. Decades of using overdriven radio station headphones have resulted in me constantly having to say, "Excuse me?" or "What?" The loss of hearing forced me to drop out of some of the conversations, and for a guy who makes his living talking to listeners, that was frustrating. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference is incredible. Now they've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I told you the messages are so muddled when it comes to the vaccine. Now they're pushing a booster. They can't get 70% herd immunity by getting everybody to get two shots of the Pfizer or Moderna or one shot of the Johnson & Johnson. But by God, they're out pushing a booster now. And it's almost as if, well, they wouldn't buy the two shot approach. So let's sell the booster. It makes no sense at all. Francis Collins is the director of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. And he was on with Anderson Cooper last night. I don't know if you caught this, but why we even have a need for a COVID-19 booster shot. This is Cut 6, Francis Collins last night on CNN.
Experts at the highest levels of the administration had been saying they hadn't seen data indicating the general public would need boosters right now. Can you talk about the new data and what's changed?
Well, I was one of those experts, and as recently as 3 weeks ago, I was skeptical too. But now the newer data, some of which is published today by the CDC, and some of which comes from overseas, especially from Israel, does show a waning of the effect of the vaccines over time. not enough to worry you too much right today. What you're seeing, though, is breakthrough infections from people who were vaccinated who do have infections that may cause symptoms. Fortunately, though, at the moment, they're not ending up in the hospital. They're not ending up severely ill. But you can kind of see the trajectory we're on. And I think putting all that together, those of us looking at this and trying not to wait till the last minute, sort of said, let's work on this over